Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with high-quality Schlage door locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered. With more than 200 options of Schlage door locks in stock, save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreek.
The trial of Chad Daybell, it is beginning. Jury selection going on as of our recording. The opening statements to begin as soon as that wraps up. It's going to be a very compelling case to watch. Might be similar to Lori's, might not be. It's who knows. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, joining me to discuss this case. Let's start talking about the investigation of this and how they got to where they are with Chad on trial, with Lori approaching her second trial. You're talking about two people with very extreme religious beliefs, very bizarre beliefs that are not necessarily common, you know, probably to most investigations that go on. How does that play a role in digging into these people and trying to figure out what the heck is going on? Obviously, it took some time before charges were brought, but do those sort of things play a role in the investigation of you know, horrible behavior, as we saw with the Daybells?
Yeah, they do. But they're still just fitting a particular modus operandi in this case and in all cases that involve murder, at least most of them. That is, you have someone with a motivation of love, jealousy, financial, and there you go. And mm-hmm. So all those things are playing here. They used religion and their cult religion that they created as an offshoot of Church of Latter-day Saints mm-hmm. to justify their actions, to do just that, to betray, to have a love affair, to make money and profit.
Yeah, and it just they did all of that. They checked all of the boxes.
Yep.
All of the boxes for that. When this is going to trial here, we're going to now see a lot of interesting people testifying. We're going to allegedly hear some expert witnesses be called to the stand on the defense of Chad Daybell. I'm curious as to know who's going to be doing that. Who possibly could they be calling as an expert witness? If you were to speculate on that, who do you think we're going to see up there, you know, standing up for Chad or being paid as an expert witness to give information that would actually work in his defense?
I'll tell you, Tony, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The only thing I could really think of would be expert witness in the sense of a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the only thing I think they can do, I mean, it's the evidence is so overwhelming, his involvement, because his wife's already convicted.
Mm-hmm.
The text messages, everything's so compelling. The only thing I can do is, again, they're going for the saving of a life here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only thing you can do is that I think they're going to try to go on the brainwashing, you know, thing, and that she was the cult leader. So maybe you'll get a cult expert on there. And now she was the cult leader, and that how she was manipulating everyone, including Chad, to go along with her crazy. So I'm thinking maybe cult expert, psychologist, psychology. That's really the only thing, because what else can you argue? I honestly have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, they already almost admitted guilt in an affidavit that was filed earlier or late last year, you know, stating that under Lori's spell, basically, me and Alex Cox were just kind of doing what she wanted. They walked up to the line of saying we killed the kids without saying we killed the kids. Right. How much of a positive do you think it is that Alex Cox is dead? And the fact that you can't ask him any questions. He can't testify. Right. He can't say Lori did this or Lori did that. So the narrative that they want to create with Alex Cox can be pretty much anything at this point.
Yeah. And I think they're going to play on that. I think they're going to definitely try to potentially play on the fact that maybe he, his location, maybe they'll do cell phone analysis experts, trying to distance himself as much as like anyone they can get to try to distance Chad from her, being manipulated by her and distance himself from the actual murders, the murderous days. I literally, that's all I can think of they can do. Alibis are out the window because it's, I think they're out the window just because the text messages are so clear on everything that transpired. So I'm still just thinking as much as they can, they're going to try to distance himself from the actual murders themselves and try to put him as a victim of a cult leader.
How do you think that will play to the jury and the cult leader as well? Because one could argue it was Chad. Now, some could argue it was Lori. It seems like it might have been a combination of both. I'm guessing juries don't have a lot of pity when it comes to, you know, anything cult, especially if you were the one that was executing some of the orders or creating them yourself by convincing your wife that her kids are zombies.
So it'll be really interesting, I think, what defense does on this one. Yeah, and you're right. The compassion the jury is going to have for that is going to be slim to none, unless you can really, and this is what, you know, might come in on the expert testimony side. If you can prove or at least put a sow of doubt in a jury's mind of Chad's mental capabilities, mm-hmm. not even competence, but his level of emotional intelligence. In other words, if they can present him as a very gullible, underdeveloped emotionally and social individual, and how he was so vulnerable to people like Lori in his life, mm-hmm. how he was bullied. I mean, so if they can portray him as a true victim and show that as his life arc, yet not complaining about it, because as soon as he starts complaining about it, then it'll just completely, you know, get blown away. If he owns the behavior, if they paint him as a victim of her because of an underdeveloped social capability in some way, and this is where the psychologist could mm-hmm. come in, he might stand a chance. I don't know. But that's, again, that's such a stretch to be able to do that. But when you have nothing else, that might be it.
Is this a case where, I mean, obviously you normally don't want your defendant to testify unless there is, you know, no other option. We saw Alec Murdaugh go up there at the end. That might have been more ego than it was. There was no other option. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if this is one of those, though, where, look, you have very few options here. Everything looks horrible against you. The best bet is you go up there and you try and tell your story of how you were coerced by Lori or whatnot, and hope to God they have some sort of pity on you.
You know what it's going to come down to is him.
Yeah,
it's not even come down to his message. So the messaging is going to come down to defense saying, here's the picture we're trying to paint. Again, we're using our conjecture mm-hmm. if they go down this sort of route. But if his natural nonverbal behavior, his tenor, his vocalization, his intonation, all those things are congruent with someone who presents themselves as a submissive individual, and they paint the life arc of someone who's been easily manipulated because of this under socially developed mindset he's had his entire life, whatever they're going to do, and he's non-verbally then congruent with that behavior. In other words, everything that he says and the way he presents himself says, oh yeah. And then if you have people throughout Chad's life that then get up and stand by and say, oh yeah, man, he's been like this person, he's been like this person. In other words, if you can paint that arc of here's how easily susceptible Chad's been his entire life, and shame on him for allowing Lori into his life. Mm-hmm. And yes, he's done all these horrible things and his children are dead because of this. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only way he could help himself if he gets up on that stand and testifies. But again, he's got, in other words, he's got to be the fool, moron, idiot that they present him as.
I'm going to guess the only goal at this point is to convince the jury not to sentence him to death.
I think that's it too. You know, kind of like on the Koberger case, mm-hmm. I think that they're going for life. In other words, save his life. I what else can you do? I mean, it's too overwhelming.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.